The Postal Service's financial woes have reached a tipping point. Government auditors tell House lawmakers today that something must be done immediately to address the short and long-term financial needs of the Postal Service. Two bills are trying to do just that. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller brings us details on the legislation and what the chances Congress will pass them before it's too late for the Postal Service. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Amy.
So let's start with the Postal Service's challenges and why they have reached what's called a tipping point. Now, why is it a tipping point?
Well, as we've reported many times over the last few years, the Postal Service obviously is facing two huge challenges. The rising amount of debt because of several reasons, including the decrease in first-class mail, the economic downturn, but more specifically, the cost to fund its employee retirement programs as well as its health care, workers' compensation, the CSRS, and the FERS, all that kind of the obligations they have to do. The bigger, more immediate reason I think that they're under this tipping point is they're losing the ability to borrow more money to pay its bills. Patrick Donahoe is the Postmaster General.
This year, the Postal Service will reach statutory debt limit. Liquidity concerns are looming because of a $5.5 billion payment for retiree health benefits due on September 30th of this year. The Postal Service will not have the cash available to make these payments. We need legislation this year to address that fact.
Now, Donahoe says the Postal Service will have borrowed more than $15 billion, and by law, that's their limit. They cannot take on more debt. He says USPS will be short between $2 billion and $3 billion in 2011 if they have to make these payments to these obligation payments. Donahoe says much of the shortfall is because of that $5.5 billion and that $1.2 billion payment to the Retirement Health Care Benefits Fund and the Workers' Compensation Liability Funds. He also says that the funding obligations places a burden on the Postal Service that no other large or small business must face. And actually, without these obligations, the Postal Service would actually be in the positive when it comes to their revenue. He says, just take a look at our first quarter in 2011. The USPS lost $329 million. But without the payments that has to be made to the retiree health benefits and the worker compensation obligations, USPS actually would have had $226 million in income.
Well, Jason, you know, the Office of Personnel Management's Inspector General also did a study, and they're disputing that. But before we get into that, I wonder what lawmakers have, which ones have introduced legislation? What are those bills going to do? How can this help?
Well, Congressman Stephen Lynch actually plans to join Senator Susan Collins in introducing a bill on the House side, obviously, to help the Postal Service address how they're funding those obligations around those retirement and workers' compensation funds. Lynch says that his bill will be similar to the one he introduced last session, but also address some new issues.
We collectively, and by collectively I'm referring to postal management, workers, mailers, as well as the administration and this Congress, come to the realization that there will have to be some difficult decisions made rather quickly in order to address the Postal Service's current financial situation. However, before we tackle issues such as changing delivery frequency and cutting services, laying off hardworking Americans, there are certainly some more palatable actions we should consider first. For example, we need to revisit the Postal Service's arbitrary and fixed retiree health benefit payment schedule, which prevents the organization from accounting for the dramatic shifts in demand or workforce size that it has experienced in recent years. Simply requiring the Postal Service to tackle the obligations at such an aggressive pace is unheard of in the private sector and continues to be a driving force behind the Postal Service's dismal fiscal performance.
Senator Susan Collins introduced her version of the bill February 15th. She says in an emailed statement to Federal News Radio that the financial state of the Postal Service is abysmal. The numbers are grim. The Postal Service recently announced that it lost $8.5 billion in fiscal 2010. And she says the Postal Service must reinvent itself. It must increase revenue by increasing its value to customers and becoming more cost-effective. She goes on to say that the changes that the Postal Service is putting forward can only aggravate its problems, such as enormous rate increases, service reductions, including elimination of Saturday mail delivery, and seeking relief from funding its liabilities, because none of those are what she considers are long-term options. She says the challenges will drive more customers to less expensive digital alternatives, and this will just accelerate the Postal Service's death spiral. Senator Tom Carper, who co-sponsored the Postal Reform Bill last session and is the chairman of the subcommittee of the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee that oversees the Postal Service, may hold a hearing later this spring on the bill. But to be honest, no matter what Lynch does and what Carper does, that may not be soon enough. Philip Herr is GAO's Director of Physical Infrastructure Issues.
Unfunded obligations and liabilities for such things as workers' compensation and expenses and retiree health care are now estimated to total $105 billion. These figures strongly suggest the Postal Service's financial condition has reached a tipping point, and key stakeholders need to reach agreement on actions to address its structural problems.
We were speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. So how much support is there for these bills?
Well, I think the support is mixed. I think the Senate has come out and understands the dire straits USPS is in. I think House lawmakers, and specifically at the hearing yesterday, cast some doubt whether they just want to give the USPS the break on those funding obligations. Dennis Ross is the chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Subcommittee on the Federal Workforce, U.S. Postal Service, and Labor Policy.
Congress has an obligation to make statutory changes, if necessary, which will allow the Postal Service to address its own budget imbalance. We need to empower you. However, proposals for providing short-term fiscal relief, such as modifying retiree health benefits, pre-funding payments, or refunding so-called overpayments of the Civil Service Retirement System and the Federal Employee Retirement System, do not address the long-term systemic problem and solvency issues that must be tackled in order to address the Postal Service will achieve long-term financial stability. Without a thorough reform of all aspects of the Postal Service's business model, there can be little hope that it will return to profitability in the near or long-term future.
Ross and full committee chairman Darrell Issa actually want USPS to be more innovative in solving their problems, just not a matter of cutting or relieving them of their obligations. Issa is open to the idea of letting the USPS change their business model. But what was interesting about the hearing yesterday was that he didn't come out and support the changes, the legislative changes, to help the Postal Service fund its obligations. And, of course, as we know, ISA controls what bills get marked up in the committee. So if he doesn't like Lynch's bill or any other bill, for that matter, it's not going to go that far. Now, for the Postal Service, they do have the support of the administration. Specifically, there's some language in the 2012 budget request. President Obama called for refunding the $6.9 billion that has been overpaid in deferrals, but over a 30-year period, and asked for $4 billion of the retiree health benefits payments to be deferred at the end of this year. The Federal Drive, Tom and Amy, you guys had the Postal Service CFO, Joseph Corbett, on just a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. who said both of these changes would be helpful to let the Postal Service get through this year in terms of funding. We do have a link to that interview online on my story at federalnewsradio.com. I think, you know, when it comes down to it, I think both sides of the aisle agree that something must be done soonest to help the Postal Service, because there's a real threat of default is in front of them. Now, will they get something done? I guess your guess is as good as mine.
All right, Federal News Radio's Jason Miller, and all of this information also found online?
Of course, federalnewsradio.com.
Thanks. Just wanted to hear you say it, Jason. Thanks so much.